Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 2 p.m. on Monday, May 1st, 2023. Before we begin, I want to thank Joanna Cross at the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Doug Bridges from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phone. Present day, we have Senator Kaufman, Senator Giesel is absent, Senator Tobin, Senator Keel is also absent, myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is Senate Bill 84, Money Transmission, Virtual Currency, sponsored by the Senate Rules Committee, by request of the governor. This is the second hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. We are joined today via Teams and teleconference by Robert Schmidt, Director, Division of Banking and Securities, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Dean Fleer, Financial Aid Examiner, Division of Banking and Securities, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, and Tracy Reno, Chief of Examinations, Division of Banking and Securities, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. I will ask first, were there any questions from the committee of any of the folks that I've just identified? Hearing and seeing none, we're going to go to invited testimony. We're joined by Kathy Tomasovsky, Executive Director, Money Services Business Association, and by Laka Peacock, owner of the Alaska Prepaid Card LLC, doing business as Kayana Card. And I would start with Ms. Tomasovsky. I'm not sure, is she on Teams? Oh, not with us? Okay. How about Ms. Peacock? Mr. Peacock.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. This is Laka Peacock.
Please proceed with your testimony and remarks.
Hi, good afternoon. So I am part owner of Kuyana Card. It's Alaska native-owned business based out of Nome. We provide a reloadable prepaid debit card for rural Alaska villages that do not have access to traditional banking services. We're in support of SB 84 primarily because we're a very small business, and yet we're competing and paying the same fees and all the same regulations as Google Pay and Venmo and every other large money transfer. I think I don't know if I've shared with this group before, but a story I think is the easiest way to explain it. When I first started Kuyana Card in Nome, going to help out the villages who had no access to banking services. I had my first audit with the Division of Banking, and the auditor came and informed me that she just came from Google Pay, and I was shocked to find out that I was on the same playing field as them. And then over the course of those days of the examination, I had to pay for their airfare to fly to Nome, every hour that they worked in Nome, the car rental and the hotel and all the fees. And then the same amount of, paperwork as Google Pay. And so my hope is just that there, with this bill, that there'd be some sort of levels, separation between, small businesses like myself trying to provide these services in rural Alaska, if you're less than a certain dollar amount, or if you're a billion-dollar company like Google Pay. And so that's primarily why I support it.
Thank you very much. I do not see any questions. I do have a question. Senator Tobin.
Thank you. No question. Just wanted to say it was good to hear from you, Laka. And please say hello to your wife.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't see any other questions or comments. We're going to go ahead and open public testimony on Senate Bill 84. Is there anyone in the room who'd like to provide public testimony on Senate Bill 84? Hearing and seeing no, and I do have Ken Griffin calling in from Wasilla. Mr. Griffin, if you'd like to provide identify yourself for the record, you can proceed with your public testimony. You tend to limit testimony to 2 minutes, so please proceed.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, my name is Ken Griffin. I'm calling from Wasilla. I'm an avid user of cryptocurrency. It's an odd name for such a device. I listen to all the hearings, read the bills, and I got to be honest with you, I don't think I've made up my mind yet on this bill, but I'd like to put out some cautionary details. One, Ms. Jackson in the first hearing said she didn't understand what this bill was trying to protect or how it protected anyone. I think it's important to recognize that the banking industry is one of the most heavily regulated industries in the world, and yet it has the highest fraud rate. that has the highest failure rate. I, as a person who uses all different types of financial instruments, I'm always cautious when the government comes to me and says, hey, we want to protect you from you. Cryptocurrency is one of the safest forms of money and currency, which are two different things. Currency and money are two different things. Currency is transactional, money is storage of value. And I don't think that those things are necessarily well defined in this bill. A lot of cryptocurrency is traded off platform. So I don't know how this bill is even going to address those things there where money's being traded outside of other platforms, outside of a platform in general, because I don't see any addressing of that in the bill. There's a lot, when I listen to the testimony, it sounds like there's a lot that is not fully understood about the ramifications of this bill. And this is the whole reason cryptocurrency was created in the first place, is overburdensome government regulation of money and currency. Frankly, government should be very cautious of any type, federal or state, should be very cautious of where and when and how they tell a citizen, a free citizen, to store his value. That value is his property.
Mr. Griffin, you're at about the two-minute mark. If you would conclude your remarks, that'd be great.
Okay, fair enough. 2 minutes. I'll build this heavy. But, okay, bottom line is, I caution you guys. I don't want this bill to go away, but I definitely think we should take more time in studying it and looking at it, because all the ramifications for all the people I talked to on Capitol Hill are still slightly unknown. It seems like this is going quite fast, and I don't see the big rush on this. Cryptocurrency has been around a long time. Banks fail, cryptocurrencies fail. Just about the same rate. So I caution you guys to just shove this down the line without further studying it. There's been very little testimony. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I don't have anyone else in the line for public testimony. While we've been on public testimony, Kathy Tomaszewski has come online. So what we're going to do, we're going to close public testimony, and then we're going to return to invited testimony. So I'm going to close public testimony, and we are going to return to invited testimony. Ms. Tomaszewski.
Thank you. This is Kathy Tomaszewski. I'm the executive director of the Money Service Business Association, a national trade association that services the money service business industry. Many of our members do business in your state, from small retail establishments like Barry to larger prepaid companies like Income and Intuit. This bill was not a rushed bill. It's the result of almost 18 months work and based on a model law that was put forth by a group of both regulators and industry. The association is very supportive of the bill and hopes that it moves forward. It will help consumers because it will ensure their protections as they currently have under Alaska law. It's guaranteeing that companies have adequate capitalization, and it addresses the capitalization based on a small business, a medium-sized business, and a large business. Industry is benefiting because there are clear and transparent and strong regulation requirements. So we are very supportive, and we are happy to answer any questions that you would have with regard to our support. Thank you.
I don't see any questions from members of the committees. Thank you very much for calling in and joining us today. And if we do have any follow-up questions, we'll get back to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. At this time, we are going to hold the bill for further review, and we're going to adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Wednesday, May 3rd at 1:30 p.m. As I mentioned last week, if anyone is considering offering an amendment to Senate Bill 84, the bill we're hearing, Money Transmission Virtual Currency sponsored by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor, please let our office know and submit them electronically by 5 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, May 2nd. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now 2:10 p.m.